Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning, my friends. Hallelujah. Had a little technical difficulties, as they say. I'm still learning, and they were sending me some wonderful information, and I was trying to read that and get that. But anyway, this is the day that the Lord God has made, and I'm sitting in my favorite spot, talking with my favorite people. Hallelujah. And I am just elated. Hallelujah. I know. I've just noticed the last minute. And the reason for that, quite a few. Well, anyway, I apologize. And I thank you for tuning in later or whenever you can. God is good. God is good. God is good. We're going to perfect this. Oh, my God. It is going to be so good. It's so easy. It's going to work, oh, like a breeze. Hallelujah. I just need you to continue to pray for me. God bless you. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to prayer. First, and it's like the dew in the garden, the morning garden, the morning dew in the garden. Amen. Kind of switching it up a little bit because I wanted to go back and include everything, and I was working kind of fast on it, and I see that. But it is a time to be with the Lord and to encourage prayer and reading the Holy Scriptures. Amen. Hallelujah. I know there are a lot of things that have transpired since we last were together. But nevertheless, we know, as Mother often says, God's will must be done, and it will be done. And we ask and pray that God will give us the strength to do, to go through. Hallelujah, wholly depending on Him. I felt that God had given me something to do, and out of the plea of someone, I didn't do what I was led to do, and I did something different. And it really has affected me in a great way. When God tells you to do something, no matter what, you need to go back to Him and ask Him, if you should change or just stick with what God told you to do. Now, that's what I have found. I don't know how it works for you. But out of this, this point in my life, I had to repent to the Lord, for He has given me my direction. I had said it, and I did something different. So we know what that'll do. Uh-huh. But pray for me. I had, you're just listening to somebody who asks you to do something for them and their, and, well, a parent, please. But nevertheless, God is good. He's good. He's good. He's good. And He'll make the crooked way straight. Mm-hmm. But I just wanted to make note of that. And just remind you how good God is, even when we think we're doing right out of compassion. We just have to lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge Him, and He will indeed direct our path. Amen? Hallelujah. Yes, He will. Yes, He will. I'm so excited this morning. I'm excited that I'm here. I'm excited that I'm sitting in my favorite spot, as I said, talking to my favorite people. And just to be able to be here, and it's amazing how God has set something in motion so long ago. And here I am. And I pray that you will find your places in God's where He will have you. you realize that he is allowing you to do things that he has called you to do. And it's really, 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 really no big effort on your part. It was just like, just do it. Just do it. Meet the challenge. And there it is, bam. God is good. It's a beautiful day because our Father made it. And we will rejoice in this wonderful day. Yes, we will. Yes, we will. Now, you know what we do. And then we switch around. And sometimes you say, well, why do you stick with the same scriptures? Well, really, the reason I do it is so to just sink into our spirit, into our heart. And as we begin to think about it, let me give you an example. We had a lady at our church. Oh, she was so prim and proper. Oh, my goodness. Beautiful sweetheart. Beautiful sweetheart. She made it wasn't the announcement, but where we got cards from people and things like that, from members of banks on notice that someone had passed or something like that. Really nice. But she always said, "See not to your own understanding, and all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path." She was saying so much after while we started looking at each other, here she go again. And then it just said, well, what does all mean? Lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways. She was saying, and then after a while, it's like, here she go again. We're young. Then as time went on, as we matured in the Lord, we began to truly understand, and I am eternally grateful for her, for the Lord using her to remind us and to put it in our spirit that we lean not to our own understanding. Oh, my God, here we go. In all our ways, we acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. And it goes back to what I was saying earlier. I, out of compassion, made a decision, and I did not go to God. I went to him to find out what to do. Jesus. And this was some years ago. And I didn't do that, but out of compassion, I thought I did it, you know, and I did not go back to God. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Never forget it. In everything, it does not matter what it is. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And he will direct your path. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We get in situations. We lose friendships. We just, because we do not yield and go. And I don't know what made me think of that this morning. But nevertheless, it came to me. So I hope that maybe I'll have an opportunity to have to make a decision. And I've gotten so where I just ask God, any decision I have to make today, be with me, lead me and guide me and direct me. In any decision, any situation, God, you lead me, you guide me in every and any situation. And I'm good that way, because we can get busy, we can haste and make a decision hastily and just a spur of the moment, and it can make a lifetime of a difference. So in all our ways, we acknowledge him. Hallelujah. And he will direct our path. Glory to God. Even doing things with friends, you know, we really need to acknowledge God in everything. I am so grateful. My grandbaby, My birthday was Friday, and my grandbaby, the youngest of them all, she had her parents to come almost an hour, 45 minutes for sure, and in Atlanta traffic an hour to bring me my Christmas present, my birthday present, I'm sorry. And I had just said to myself, because I collect teapots, and if someone is down or someone needs encouragement or whatever, I'll just give a person a teapot. And I looked, as I was dusting the other day, I said, I haven't received any teapots, and I haven't bought a teapot. And my goodness, guess what? I got a teapot. I have the cups, the little plates, and the saucers. How about that? Sure did. God is good. God is good. So, yes, it brought a wonderful smile. Sometimes when you just, I don't know, God knows how to let you know that he's there with you. Amen. To my little teapot. Someone gave it to me, my grandbaby. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your patience. Hallelujah. Now let's get into the word. Hallelujah. 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 God is so good. He is just wonderful. He's marvelous. Yes, he is. He's marvelous in our eyes. Hallelujah. Oh, we just bless the Lord. He's sweet. Hallelujah. Just think about this, that we're in the garden and he's given, we can't see him, but we have, oh my God. We're in his presence, yes. And we are going through his holy word. Oh, and he speaks to us through his word. He encourages us. He brings, she empowers and he strengthens us. And I think more importantly, no, not more importantly, but he, well, yeah, he remind us that we are his. One day we will be able to see him face to face. But our faith, we recognize and know that when we come to a place such as this, in our spare time, our private time, our devotional time, we're with him. He's with us. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Father, we recognize that you are with us this morning, and we give you glory, and we bless your most holy name. We thank you, Father, for the opportunity to come together and to just discuss, and you give us the understanding and the revelation by the power of the Holy Ghost. And we thank you for every provision that you have made for us this day. Father, we thank you for your mercy, your kindness, your love, your, oh God, your grace and your favor upon us, our children and grandchildren, all our family members, Lord God. We thank you how you spare us from accidents and dangers seen and unseen. And not only us, your people everywhere, Father. We thank you that you are a great God. You are a good Father. You are the only sovereign Lord. You are the absolute power. We are so grateful and we are humble, Almighty God. We pray in the name of Yeshua, Jesus, the Son of the living God. We thank you that as we get and about our business in the day, that you've already sent everything we need before us, granting us travel and mercy, protection, peace, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Turning bad situations around, Lord God. Almighty God, news that we may hear. Almighty God, you're giving us strength to know that that you are God, hallelujah, and you're with us. Thank you that you turn and make the crooked way straight. You bring water into the dry places. Oh, and you cover us. Oh, my God, you cover us. And you allow us to walk, Almighty God. You allow us to walk, hallelujah, hallelujah, with security, hallelujah. Hey, God, because you have cleared the pathway for us. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway, Almighty God. Thank you that you send help from the sanctuary. Remember the grieving family. Remember the families, Almighty God, who need comforting, Almighty God. Oh, God, give hope to the hopeless. Peace, joy, unspeakable, Almighty God. Thank you for healing bodies. Thank you, for reassuring your children, Almighty God, and those who are yet to come. Oh, God, who are in dangerous situations, Almighty God, we thank you for rescuing them. Oh, we give you glory this morning, and we thank you. There's none greater than you, and we thank you for this time. Hallelujah. Thank you for our family food on the table, Lord God. Yes. Because even though there are a lot of people nowadays who have so much, there are still those who have so little. But little becomes much when it's placed in your hands, God. We thank you for putting a covering and being a shield of protection over your people. Everywhere, for the earth is yours. And we thank you for sending help from the sanctuary and turning these horrible situations and circumstances. Oh God, hallelujah, overturn, Almighty God, empower the ministries even the more, Almighty God. Empower and strengthen holy boldness, even the most. Thank you for the teaching. Oh, we thank you for the teaching. Hallelujah. And as they teach, the lessons are not lost, but they settle deep into our spirit. Thank you for the teaching. Thank you for the pastor, the preacher, the bishop, the evangelist, the prophet, and the apostle, everyone in their respective place. Ah, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Refresh and renew, encourage and empower the Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your truth. Hallelujah. In Yeshua's name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is so good. He's good to me. Hallelujah. You just have to make it personal. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, indeedy. Yes, indeed. Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Glory. Now, I like to remind us again to take some time, me included, and let's read the Bible. Well, what you talking about? I'm talking about from, you know, where it says, some says King James, maybe study Bible. Some starts with the Holy Bible and it says King James. Yeah. Read that. Turn the page, look at the table of contents. You know what I'm saying. And read every page. It's here for a reason. And it's telling you how to use their Bible, giving you understanding of that, and telling you how to study their Bible. I mean, let's be purposeful to know. And it gives us some give us a little introduction to the Old Testament, read it. Ask God to give you understanding. And then an introduction to the first book in the Bible, and read it. Read the outlines. Just purpose that you're going to read, and we ask God to give you understanding. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yes, I declare he did. In the beginning, there is nothing created that he didn't do. Everything. Oh, glory to God. Everything, everything. He did it all. He did it all. I've gotten to the place where I don't like to say him and the pronouns. I like to say God. God. I like to say my Heavenly Father. Yes, yes. Why? So there'll be no mistake, no, none whatsoever, who I'm speaking of. Amen. I like to make it nice and personal. Look at here, Isaiah. We just have to read this. Isaiah 43:8. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is true. Ye are my witness, says the Lord, and my servants whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared, and I have saved, and I have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. Just say, who we're praying to? That here, that's who we're praying to. The only true and living God, yes. Besides him, I don't care what. I don't care who got what. And I mean it just the way I'm saying it. There's only one. And we should be so happy. And we should be so elated that he chose us before the foundation of the world. Oh, my God. And realize he does nothing haphazardly. No. No, nothing. It was all planned out. My dear friend, she would get wrecked our nerves. God got it. You're going through I don't know what. And she said, oh, don't worry about it. God got it. And after a while, you begin to realize God always had it. I know the plan. He does. Nothing is, oh, by the way. Oh, God, hurry up and fix it. It's already been fixed. We have to, the scripture says, when we come in, we have to know that we already have it. Isn't that something? Jeremiah 29:11, he says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. And he says,
and I will be found of you, says the Lord. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that just amazing? He promised that. So the living God, the one that blew the breath of life into man, and man became what? A living soul. No one else can take that. People can say whatever they want to say, but the truth remains, he is the only one who blew the breath of life into man, and man became a living soul. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. It's all to encourage us that we have a Father and he cares and he meets our every need. He knows that we have needs for things, but he wants us to form a relationship with him, get to really know him and know who we are in him. Like the enemy said to the Lord, he said, "We want to serve a God like you." Who wouldn't? And the only reason we're having difficulties is that we don't know him. And we don't know what the enemy seems to know. But we are his children. Oh my God. You are a child of God who loves you, who loves me, who loves us. And he wants us to love him. He wants us to obey him, keep his commandments. And he wants us to love each other. Amen. You know that song, "I won't harm you with words of my mouth." I love you. You love me. We're all a part of God's body. We are a part of God's body. We are a part. Colossians, which has come to be one of my favorite scriptures, where it says, "For this cause," Colossians 1, starting at the 9th verse. "For this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to do and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding." Listen to that. Just take and write that out and just meditate on it. "That you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and in increasing in the knowledge of God." Glory to his name. "Strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering and joyfulness. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even forgiveness of sins." Just meditate on that. First Washington, starting at the 9th verse. And you can end at 14. Be filled with the knowledge. Oh my God. Be filled. Holiness, righteousness. You've been justified. knowledge be filled. I don't know why I added that in there, but anyway, be filled with the knowledge. Mm-hmm. Be filled with the knowledge. Be filled with the knowledge of His will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Mm-hmm. And He gives us the power to do it, so it can be done. Hallelujah. Do it. God is so good. Sometimes I just sit back and I just think of the goodness of God and how he has made every provision for us, and how He has His desire for us to really walk in the knowledge of Him and the love of Him and who we are and the plans for our life and the will for our life, His will for our lives, and trust Him. He wants us to trust Him, have faith in Him, knowing that He won't leave us, He won't forsake us. He loves us so, 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 so much. Beyond comprehension. It really is. It's beyond comprehension how much He loves us and He cares. And we have hope. And we want to have that hunger to spend that garden moment with Him. Hallelujah. In that garden moment, oh my God, with Him. Hallelujah, Father. Spend that garden moment. Ah! Glory be to Your name. Spend that garden moment with Him. Hallelujah. 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 We have no strength to depend on but His. Oh my God, have mercy. Have mercy, Lord. Thank You to have that garden moment. Ooh, glory be to Your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When our God loves us, and we know that we can trust Him and that He's worthy of it. Hallelujah. And a lot of things that people say that it's okay to do, we're not going to do it because our God is holy. You can do whatever you want to do. That's fine. God is holy. And this is how I choose to honor Him. Not what I think or feel, but what He said. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. According to His will and according to His way. Yes, Lord. Oh, glory. Psalms 1, starting at the first verse, says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, not standeth in the way of sinners, not sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his seed. Oh my God, his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless Him. Hallelujah. I just realized something as I was reading, and I was thinking I have the millennials. Now, I don't know when we started naming different generations or defining them or whatever you call it, that you have to speak to them differently. They hear different. Oh, my God. Bless You, God. And as I was reading this, this particular scripture, it came to me. God can speak through you. So whoever he has put you in front of to speak or give a word, hey, glory, hallelujah. You think he's going to open your mouth to say nothing or speak and they cannot understand or comprehend? Hold up, wait a minute. Didn't we just read that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth? Hallelujah. Bless, oh, glory, hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. And oh, how awesome you are, God. How awesome you are. Oh, great God. How awesome you are. Oh, if he send you somewhere, is he not capable? Oh, God. God is, oh, my Lord, I'm done. God is so good. What we doing? Oh, Lord. Let's go to Genesis 1:26. The creation of man. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the, oh my God, fowl of the air, and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Just saying. Oh my God. Oh my God. At appointed time, set time. God is so good. We have to be in him. Yield to him. And his will and his authority. And he will speak the word to us. Never forget. That's why it's so important to spend time with God. Know God. Get to know and strengthen our relationship with God. Especially those not going to do that. Because as saints, we need to be able to give a word that can make a difference in someone's life. Just saying. So that oh, I felt that all over. What are we doing? We're leaning on that we have no right to lean on. We need to lean on God. Trust God. He will make the difference. And we need, and see here, this tells us that. 2 Chronicles 7:13-14. If I shut up heaven, if there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Hallelujah. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Mm-hmm. We say that we need to pray for people, but we need to We need to make it an individual. We need to take it personal. And each one of us needs to do that and get close to God, that we hear you, oh my God, and we trust you, and we know where he's leading us. Oh my God. Thank you, Father. Yes. Oh my God. We know our Father. Oh. Oh, and we're filled with the knowledge. Mm. Oh my God. Deuteronomy. I'm sorry, Numbers. 6:24. Excuse me. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Hallelujah. Give thee shalom. This has been a wonderful time. I pray that something has been said that will make a difference in your life and encourage you to build your relationship with God. Hallelujah. Yield to God. Jude 1, starting at the 24th verse. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Until the next time, my brothers and my sisters and my brothers, thank you for tuning in. God bless you. Have a wonderful day, regardless of the year. Amen.